Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. From the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida, here's the senior pastor, Dr. Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
You know, just because you're a church member, that doesn't mean you're saved. Amen, preacher. Here's Dr. Fees. I don't even know if he's saved man or not. But boy, he sure was a thorn in the flesh to the church and to John, or to Gaius and John and others. He not content therewith, he's never happy. Do you know anybody in the church, not Westwood Missionary Baptist Church? Because we're all happy, right? Everybody's happy. But there are some people in churches, you can't please them. This is him. He's not content. Neither does he receive the brethren and forbid that they would even come. The missionary, hey, can I come to your church and share my ministry? You ain't coming here because I know what you want. You want money. So somehow Diotrephes had some kind of, was he a deacon? I don't know. I'm glad we don't have deacons like Diotrephes. If we did, we wouldn't have him as a deacon.
Amen.
Amen. He neither did he himself receive the brethren, and he forbidded that they would come and cast them out of the church. The point is, Gaius, you did good by supporting missionaries, supporting fellow believers. Get back to 1 Corinthians real quick. Got just a few minutes. That's why he mentioned about verse number 6, that ye may bring me on my journey whithersoever I go. He thanked that Paul later in at church at Thessalonica, and then at church of Philippi. Was it church at Philippi? He said, you're one of the only churches that supported me. But anyway, let's see. Let's get to verse number 7. For I will not see you now, by the way, but I trust to tarry a while with you if the Lord permit. I love that. That's something we should always say when we do make a plan. We say that a lot. Hey, I'll do this if the Lord willing. If the good Lord will, and the creek don't rise. That kind of a thing, a silly little thing. But Paul said, if God permits, I'm planning on doing this. He says, let me jump verse number 8 and get back to verse number 7. But I'm going to tarry at Ephesus until Pentecost. All right, we know all about Ephesus. He said, I'm coming your way, but I'm going to stay at Ephesus before I come to you, but I'm going to stay until Pentecost. And we know what Pentecost was. It's 50 days after the Passover. It was an annual feast that the Jews would annually observe. Why would he stay at Ephesus until after Pentecost? Why do you think that was? If the Lord permit, why is that? That was not a rhetorical question. Somebody but Doug or Danny or Temple. Anybody else? Y'all can't answer this. Why would he want to stay at Ephesus till after Pentecost?
Maybe they have dinner on the ground.
Maybe they did have, they're good, if they had good Baptists, they were dinner on the ground. Because so many people would be there. He's talking about an open door, an effectual door. So many people would be there at Ephesus during that time to celebrate Pentecost. What a great time to share the gospel. Piles of people. That's why I mentioned we were at Epcot a few days. The thousands of people. What a great opportunity that they're to share the gospel with thousands. That's what was on Paul's mind, because that's what Paul was all about, was sharing the gospel. By the way, that's why he started churches in large towns, if you can see, because that's where the people was. Ephesus and Corinth and Thessalonica, all these other places, they're anyway, there's a whole much I could say there. But he wanted to stay because that's where the people were. Let's go back to verse number 7. If the Lord permit, Paul leaves all his plans up to the will of the Lord. In Acts chapter number 16, time will allow. Remember, he wanted to go east. The Lord wouldn't let him. Well, I'm going up here, north. The Lord wouldn't let him. And then finally, a man from Macedonia said, come over and help us. And he wanted to go to these places, but the Lord closed the door. Let me give you one more, and then I'll wrap this up. He wrote to the church at Philadelphia. Jesus did. John writes. And he says this about an open door. Are you Greg, Revelation 3, let's begin verse number 7. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that had the key of David, speaking of Jesus, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I've set before thee an open door of opportunity, and no man can shut it. For thou hast little strength and have kept my word and has not destroyed my name. And it goes on. But it talks about if the Lord opens that door, the church of Philadelphia, they would go through it. Their church of Philadelphia was a great church. They were a mission-minded church, I believe. And this is what Paul is talking about opportunities. And he doesn't try to knock open a door. Let that sink in. God opens it. And if God opens it, no one can shut it. And if God shuts it, no man can open it. So you have to be sensitive to the will of God in your life. Just because you want to do something, and it may seem, Paul wanted to preach the gospel to the east. That's a good thing. But God had other plans. He wanted to go up north. God had other plans. So what you may do or want to do may be good. There's good, there's better, and there's best. God knows what's best. And so you got to be sensitive to God's will. And that's why it's so important if the Lord permit. Notice this. I have 2 minutes and we got to get, because we got choir practice. When he says, a great door and effectual is open unto me, and there are many adversaries. The thought about many adversaries, there's a great opportunity here, Paul's saying, that God's provided. Paul felt like that good and godly labors would be accomplished for the glory of God while he was there. Someone would stay at Ephesus for a while because some great things are going to take place. But we also know that when the work of God is progressing, there will always be opposition. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, both in the church and out of the church. Satan and his imps and the world doesn't like what we are doing and what we're preaching. And they will try everything in their power to stop us. But if God be for us, who can be against us? And I'm going to close with this. Even mossy backsliding Baptists, they don't like what's going on in churches that are growing. They don't want the church to grow. They want us four and no more. Yes, there are many adversaries in the church, out of the church, but we will not quit. We will not compromise. We will not sit still. We will not be silent. We will stand for the truth. We will speak forth the truth, and we will ever hold the truth. The word of God and all God's people said, amen. Amen. Our Father, we love you. Thank you for your word. Lord, for what we hear and see in Scripture, but Lord, may we be doers of the word and not hearers only. Lord, bless the morning hour. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Dr. Walt Lanier from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope that you'll tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And join us this week, Monday through Friday, January 19th through the 23rd, at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church for our annual mission conference. We're serving supper nightly at 5:45 p.m. with services at 7 p.m. Hear from missionaries around the world, special music, and great messages from the Word of God. We hope that you'll come out and join us each evening, January 19th through the 23rd, at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. If you can't join us, you can watch online at westwoodmbc.org. And be sure to mark these two special dates on your calendar. Friday evening, the 23rd at 7 p.m., the Rogers family will be our featured music for the night. And then Sunday night, on January 25th at 6 p.m., the Kingsmen will be our featured music for the evening. We hope to see you soon. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.